Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale is almost here. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair, plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping site-wide. Shop the sale at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Bill Gertz of the Washington Times about the preparation for the Chinese attack on Taiwan, or the Chinese attack on the Philippines, the Chinese attack on Japan, the breakout the Chinese are planning somewhere in East Asia. Bill spoke with the commander of U.S. Indo-Pacific Command, Admiral Samuel Paparo. Bill observed that the Chinese are doing a lot of practicing, a lot of exercises, getting ready. The commander's response was very witty and on point. Here's Bill Gertz commenting on Admiral Paparo and the expectation of a contest in the Pacific. More of this later tonight.
Yes, it's again, I recently was in Hawaii and I interviewed the commander of the Indo-Pacific Command, Admiral Sam Paparo. And his number one priority is developing fighting forces, ready forces, to specifically deter China. And of course, there are two main flashpoints. One is Taiwan. The other is now the South China Sea. A third is Japan. The Chinese are conducting aggressive military activities, pushing the envelope and raising the stakes and considerably raising the possibility that there could be a mishap or miscalculation that could set off a larger war. He's fairly confident that the Pacific forces, whether they're air, maritime, naval, submarine, are capable of taking on the Chinese. It would not be a pretty picture. It would not be an easy conflict. There would be no short, sharp war with the Chinese. It would be a bloody and very difficult conflict. But he told me he's very confident that they have the ability. I mentioned to him that the Chinese have been practicing quite often now for the past two or three years for an invasion of Taiwan. And I said, that's a lot of practice they've been doing. And he said, me too.